Welcome to Dear Timothy Podcast with Maxwell Ogaga, a practical wisdom-filled podcast for pastors and ministry leaders.
Hello, welcome to today's podcast. My name is Maxwell Ogaga. I'm excited that you tuned into the Dear Timothy Podcast. And today we have an interesting topic. I believe that you've been following our podcast and you've learned a lot as we seek to teach ministers of the gospel to be effective and efficient in carrying out the call of God on their lives. Okay, so today I will be talking about an interesting topic: how to respond when people leave the congregation. You know, it's something that we all have experienced. I grew up in a pastor's home, and I watched, you know, some of, in quote, the most committed people in our church, you know, leave. I've watched people who pledged loyalty for years just walk away. And it's always a big issue when people leave the local church, okay? And having pastored also, I've had that experience. There have been the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. So I just want to provide some scriptural guidance. Some I've handled very well, some I didn't handle very well. So, you know, both experiences are going to help you and help all of us as we continue to build the church of the living God. So I want to talk about three things today, and we're going to continue with this conversation. The first thing is to know that you are called by God, all right? And that the sheep or the followers are entrusted to you, or what I'll call allotted, all right? You know, some translation use the word allotted. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, the NIV says, "Be shepherds of God's flock." So that's a very important understanding you need to have, that they are the flock of God, okay? Be shepherd of God's flock that's under your care. Be shepherd of God's flock that's under your care. It says, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. So this gives you, okay, an understanding that it's the flock of God. You're looking after the sheep of God, and you want to do this out of a good heart. All right. So it's very important that when people leave, the heart or the response you're having is not just a response of, you know, they left me, but is a shepherding response, okay? That's the heart it's coming from. It says, verse 3, not lording it over those entrusted to you, okay? Not lording it over those entrusted to you. That's verse 3, which means that this sheep is entrusted or given to you by God. So ultimately, that's one of the things, that's where your self-esteem must come from, okay? The NLT translation says, don't lord it over the people assigned to your care. So your heart is that this person is assigned to my care, okay? So that's the heart that you are coming from. Not just that, oh, it's because this person is not under me or they've left me. No. Your motive should not just be because, oh, it's minus one, but it's the heart of a shepherd that is, a sheep is leaving. You feel that, okay? And that's very important, because that is the foundation in which you'll be able to not walk in offense. Okay, so we must know that these people are allotted to us. And having said that, you also want to know that, you know what, you know, I want the people who are with me to be people who really want to be with me. So I'll talk about that as we go on. So know that the flock is entrusted, the people are entrusted to you. So you're not, when they leave, you're not seeing it from a concept of someone who lords it over them, you know, who has just lost somebody in that sense, but like, you know, a caring shepherd that sheep has left and feels that concern. And because if you feel that concern, you might want to engage the process, you might want to, you know, have a conversation with them. And so that mindset is very important. And then you also are leading the people not with the mind that anybody who wants to live can live. No, that's not the mindset. This is the sheep that God is giving to you. So you must have, you know, the mindset of, I don't want to lose anyone. Okay, so that's also very, very crucial. All right. Then the second thing is to understand that they left the congregation and not the church. Okay, so it's very important. Okay, I know sometimes it can be tough because we want people with us, but know that they didn't leave the church. Okay, they left the congregation. And that's why I'm very particular about the title I use, that the people who leave the congregation, which means that that's the congregation you are overseeing. Okay, because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, you know, the Bible says to the church of God, which is in Corinth, so it defines the church of God. It says to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Okay, so I want you to pay attention to that phrase, their Lord and ours. So you want to have that at the back of your mind that, see, this person didn't leave the church because he's sanctified by Christ. You know, he's a saint. Okay, he just left my congregation. So he's still part of the church. Because what makes someone part of the church is the fact that they're sanctified in Christ. It might not be the congregation that I'm overseeing, like, you know, Paul wrote to the church of Corinth. It might be he left the church of Corinth and went to join the church of Ephesus. So, okay, he's still in faith. He's still a Christian. He just left the congregation I'm leading. So, having said that, if the person was leaving the faith totally, then that's big. That's something we've got to really take time to pray and, you know, see how we can reach him, because he's leaving the faith. But what he's leaving is the congregation. And sometimes we've got to understand that people leave congregation for several reasons, okay? We might want to deal with that if the Lord gives us liberty. But these are foundational mindset you should have. That, see, you know, I'm a shepherd. I care for my sheep. This sheep entrusted to me, and I'm doing it out of that mind. It's not out of lordship or dictatorship. Like Paul says, you know, we will not lord it over your faith. So we're not coming with that perspective of, you know, a mafia mindset in that sense, but out of a caring, you know, loving heart. Then the third thing, you know, because of our time, is that know that people would leave you, okay? People left Jesus. So people leaving you is not a... is not a complete definition of who you are. Except people are leaving every day, then there's a problem you have to check. But if once in a while people leave, yeah, people left Jesus. You know, in John chapter 6, verse 66, it says, from that time on, many of his disciples turned back. They were disciples. They were not just ordinary multitude. It says many, and there were a lot of people that left Jesus. Okay, so many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you want to leave too? And Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom should we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Okay, so if people left Jesus, man of God, people are going to leave you. You just have to ensure that they're leaving, not because of a character issue and all of that, and we're going to deal with that. But understand that people would leave. People left Jesus. And this is where I want to end the podcast today. You want people who are with you now to be people who really want to be with you. You don't want anyone sitting in your congregation who, if they have the option, would not want to be there. And so Jesus created that and gave that opportunity and says, hey, you know what? Do you also want to leave? And he says, to whom shall we go? For you have the word of truth. Which means that you really want the people sitting under you to be people who want to be there. I hope you've been blessed by this podcast. And for more information, you can, you know, visit us on the website, www.pastormax.ng. And if this has been a blessing to you, kindly help us share it. And I look forward to seeing you next week when we continue the conversation on how to deal with when people leave our congregation. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dear Timothy Podcast. For more information, please visit www.pastormax.ng or call +234 805 888 7575. Thank you.